EBCHIEF Independent Adjudication, Aligned on Policy, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. Toronto, the Ontario Energy Board will retain its independence in adjudications even as it embraces the province's directive for it to consider economic development and policymaking, the board's new chief executive said during a speech at the Ontario Energy Conference on September 29. The EBE is independent from, but aligned with, government, said Carolyn Caldwell, who was appointed CEO of the board September 8. Our adjudicated decision-making is and will remain independent, but our policy development isn't necessarily so and, I would suggest, was never meant to be. The EBE operates under the Ministry of Energy and Mines Annual Letter of Direction, which the ministry supplemented in June with its first-ever Integrated Energy Plan, or IEP. The IEP contained multiple directives to the EBE and IESO. The new model encourages people from across the EBE to work more closely together, breaking silos. It connects policy and adjudication, Caldwell said. It enables a better understanding of how different initiatives work together to achieve larger outcomes. In his own speech, A.J. Goulding, president of London Economics International, said he trusts EBE and IESO to apply the economic growth criteria thoughtfully. Directives should be used only as a last resort, he said. Bill 40. The IEP prompted Bill 40, pending before the legislature, which would enshrine economic development as a central goal of the EBE and IESO. It also would give the board's CEO new authority to issue policies on procedures for hearings and determinations. Let me be clear, the EBE has always worked to support Ontario's economy and its people, Caldwell said. But the passage of Bill 40 would make economic growth part of the balance in our regulation of electricity. It is a critical priority and a necessity for a secure Ontario, considering geopolitics today. She cited the government's November 2023 directive to support new housing development. Our team worked diligently last year to develop recommendations related to getting houses built faster. It represented the EBE's best, independent and evidence-based advice. The government accepted our advice and moved to implementation. And as of a week ago, the capacity allocation model for assigning infrastructure costs among developers, ratepayers and distribution companies is in full force and effect, keeping the planes in the air. Caldwell praised her staff for keeping the planes in the air even as we change their major components. Coordination with the IESO is already at an all-time high thanks to IESO CEO Leslie Gallinger and her team, Caldwell said. And given our joint work on enabling the Integrated Energy Plan, this integration, I think, will only increase over the fall. In March 2023, the EBE said it would consider a margin on payments for distributed energy resources owned by customers or third parties, but the program was too open-ended and infrequently used, Caldwell said. After considering further consultation or a generic hearing to consider alternatives, she decided to exercise her authority under the Ontario Energy Board Act to amend or create codes. So as CEO, I am working toward amending the distribution system code to establish a margin on payment incentive, she said. Amending the code is faster than another working group or a generic hearing, and it provides certainty for utilities. And by using a streamlined notice and comment process, we're moving quickly to address this well-defined opportunity. We're creating a fair and predictable regulatory framework while we're being flexible and ensuring prudence. And it's a move that allows us to advance at the speed the energy sector needs, she added. More efficiency, less red tape. This is one element of the EBE Integrated Energy Plan Implementation Directive. There are 18 others. Four work streams. Caldwell said the EBE is responding to the ministry's directive through four work streams. Expanding DERs through new business models. The EBE launched the Benefit Cost Analysis Framework and Non-Wires Alternative Guidelines last year to provide regulatory toolkits for distributors who want to adopt DERs. By the end of the year, the board plans to issue an Ontario-wide capacity map, issue new code amendments to promote DER connections, and submit its distribution system operator roadmap to the minister. Planning. The EBE is reviewing regional planning processes, the role of DERs in planning, scenario modeling and facilitating information sharing between the electricity and natural gas sectors. Our goal is to build a common set of assumptions that help utilities effectively plan for an integrated energy future, Caldwell said. The EBE and IESO will soon be issuing a discussion paper to prepare for an integrated planning forum next year. Utility remuneration. The EBE is benchmarking utility costs as a follow-up to its Distribution Sector Resilience and Responsiveness Report to the Ministry. It's a foundation for advancing performance-based regulation, including incentives, she said. The goal is to ensure the right data to support the next generation investment and rate-making in Ontario. streamlining procedures for connecting to gas and electric lines. This work is critical to driving Ontario's growing economy, she said. We'll allow homes to be built and occupied sooner, and businesses to ramp up more quickly so they can create jobs and economic opportunities,